Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Florida singer-songwriter Heather Lee joins me on the show today to talk about her love of music, her new CD, Second Chances, songwriting, and much more. I'm very happy to welcome to the show on the line from Florida, Heather Lee. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you this evening?
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. It's great to finally talk as we've known each other through MySpace, one of the places we've known each other, for many years, and I've had a chance to see your music grow and develop.
Yeah, it has been a couple years there between that and Reverb Nation and Facebook. We're kind of keeping up with each other there.
That's right, all the great social sites. Now, before we get into the brand new CD called Second Chances and share a couple of songs from it, can you take us back to when you first got into music? Now, from what I read in your bio, it goes back to almost birth, right into the crib.
It does. My mother says that I was humming in my crib. I used to hum myself to sleep before I could even talk. So I grew up in a musical family. My mom is a singer. Her sister is my grandfather. So it was always just very much a part of everyday life for me, music in some, you know, fashion. So, it's just never left, I guess. It just, you know, every day you do something with music, with piano or singing or radio or, you know, drama, whatever, you know.
Yep. Now, can you remember a specific time at all, maybe when you were on stage as a young girl, when it really hit you that this is what you would like to really do seriously in life?
I tell you, the earliest memory I have of being in front of people was my grandfather was a Baptist minister. And he put me on the piano bench when I was about four in his little Baptist church in Georgia and told me to sing Amazing Grace in front of his, you know, congregation.
Right.
And I remember that. I know I was only four, but I do remember that. And I remember the feeling of having that audience kind of being captivated by, you know, what you were doing, and I kind of got addicted to that, you know, that feeling of, you know, being up there. And so you know, from then on, I was in all the performing groups in school growing up. If there was a musical group, I was in it, and
right.
Drama,
right.
And doing all that kind of stuff on stage. So yeah.
Now, who are some of your musical influences, Heather, as you were growing up, some of the artists that you looked up to and loved listening to?
Well, my parents were very much into gospel music and the Gaithers and that kind of thing. So I remember listening to a lot of bluegrass. Emmylou Harris, my dad loved her. Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash. So I remember listening to all that when I was little. And as I got a little older, I kind of branched out into my own taste and really developed very much an eclectic, you know, taste. And I love old jazz like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and, you know, that kind of classic stuff. And I also like,
right.
You know, everything from rap to it just depends on my mood as to what I'm going to listen to. But those are the people I remember, you know, early on as people like Emmylou Harris and things like that. So
now, as far as the songwriting side of things, can you recall when you first sat down and attempted writing your own song?
Oh, you know, I actually can, and it's really embarrassing. the first
it can
one,
be, can
I was,
it?
yeah. I remember I was so proud of myself, and I think I was probably, I want to say I was probably about 9, and I had been playing the piano for a couple of years, and I sat down and I wrote this song called You Are My Friend, and I was so proud of myself, and I played it for my parents, and of course they thought it was, you know, fabulous. Well, you know, come to find out later in life, I realized the whole tune, the melody was To the Rose. You know, some say love. It was the whole tune to that. I had just changed the words. So, you know, but I was really proud of myself. So.
That is too funny. Well, I gave you a shot at least the lyrical side of things. Those were original, right?
Yeah, they were, as far as I know.
Right.
But wow, yeah, I mean, perfect. I started when I was young, and then, you know, I just slowly developed that, and that's been a very slow process for me, the songwriting. Obviously, it's an ongoing learning, you know, thing as you develop. So
sure.
I started when I was young, but they definitely weren't worthy of anybody listening to for quite a long time. So they may not be now. I don't know.
No, there's some terrific songs we're going to share from the new CD. Very inspirational stuff. So I gather, or I not only gather, but I know from listening to the songs and reading your bio that you really like to write and sing the kind of songs that make an impact on those who listen.
I do. I think that if you're going to take the effort, you know, to write a song, that it really should have some kind of a message, and the whole point of writing a song is to connect with someone, because I feel like if I'm going through something or feeling something, I can't be the only person in the world, you know, that's ever
right.
experienced that or felt that. And so if I can express that in some way, you know, maybe someone will hear that and say, you know what, that's exactly how I feel, and they connect with it. And I think that's really important. I mean, I do write some really fun kind of, you know, fluffy things that maybe aren't so deep. But my favorite stuff, you know, has to be the things that have a message or a meaning behind it. So
it must be a great feeling when you perform one of these songs at one of your shows to have somebody come up afterwards or maybe even send an email or get in touch with you to say that one of the songs had a big impact on them.
It is, and I actually have a story about the song I think you're going to play, What She Didn't Know.
Yeah.
And we sang that at a church, and the first verse talks about a young mom who is just on the verge of killing herself because she's just so stressed over, you know, life and doesn't know what to do, and she reaches out to someone. And we sang that song at a church, and there was this young mom on the front row with a baby in her lap, and she's just crying. And when we were done performing that portion of the show, she waved me over, and I went and knelt beside her, and she was just crying. And she said, you know, last week I was walking home from the store, and I didn't have enough money, you know, to buy the formula and the diapers that I needed. And she goes, I was going to go home and kill myself. And she said, but I walked by this church, and I decided to come in, and these people, you know, here helped me. And she said, that song means so much to me. And I just, you know, I left that night, and I looked at my husband, and I said, you know what, this is what it's about right here. You know, if there's one song that can reach one person, then that's what I'm meant to do, you know. So that was a really cool experience.
What a great thing to be able to hear and to know you've made that difference, such a big difference. And, you know, music, it can be fun, as you said, and people can dance to it, but it's so great when songs like this have that impact.
Yeah, it is. It's really great to be able to connect with somebody. And, you know, I've been through a lot of things in my life, a lot of things, and I think that gives me you know, good stories and good testimony and good, you know, background to be able to write things and say, you know what, I understand where you are. And, you know, so it makes good material.
For
I guess
sure.
If you're going to go through something.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're helping other people with that. So let's share that song now, the one you just told that lovely story about with the happy ending. We'll share it now and come back and talk about lots more. This is Heather Lee and What She Didn't Know here on In the Country. And that is Heather Lee with a song from her CD, Second Chances. The song is called What She Didn't Know. And you can head to her website to hear samples of all the songs from the CD and check out a couple of videos of her performing. You can order the CD from there as well. It's heatherleesound.com. Heather Lee, Lee spelled L-E-I-G-H. A beautiful song, Heather, and so very meaningful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, we've got another song from the album, in fact, the title track, and it, too, has a great message in it as well, and I'm really looking forward to hearing that one. 2007, you did something very ambitious. You wrote a musical called Through Her Eyes. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I did. I've always been a drama buff. I really love theater, but I always kind of moved towards the music side of things in high school, and but I just love musical theater. And I got an idea one day. I know God just inspired me to write a musical about the life and crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, but from a woman's perspective. Because if you really look, you know, in the Bible, you know, there were women that followed him, and they were actually wealthy, a lot of them, and they helped fund things. And I thought, you know, that never gets told. You always hear about Jesus and the 12 disciples and the boys. You know, it's always about the boys. And so I wanted to write something that, you know, had a more feminine spin, and but still got to the crux of the message. And I really feel like God inspired me, you know, to write that in the music and the drama. And we performed it 3 consecutive years here. Actually, this is the first year we're not doing it locally. So I have to say I'm really proud of that musical. There's not a lot of things that I create that I'm, you know, abundantly proud of. I mean, you do things and you hope people like it, but that's one thing that I've written that I know is a good thing. So it was a great show. And I tell you, the most inspiring part of that whole thing was to watch everyone come together to support it at our church as soon as it was finished, to have people read it and say, you know, yes, we are doing this. And all the people that volunteered to build sets and make costumes and act and sing and run lights and sound. I mean, it's huge undertaking, and people just supported, you know, and just got underneath me and said, we believe in this and we're going to do it with you. And that was a very emotional and beautiful, you know, thing for me to do.
Yeah, to not only create it, but to have all those people join in and believe in it as much as you did and help out must have been one of those great feelings in life.
It definitely is. It's something I will never forget. And if we, you know, if we don't perform it again, or if it's never done again, I have some of the best, you know, memories of that, and you know, pictures and videos and soundtracks. And it's just something that. Like I said, I'm really proud of that, and it's going to be a really memorable thing for my life.
Now, you had a major moment in your life occur, I guess on the sad side of things, something that you had to overcome. In 2008, you damaged your right vocal cord. Can you tell us about that, Heather, and how you got through that?
Yeah, I was running down a staircase with my hands full, and I lost my balance, and I fell neck first into the handrail of the staircase, and I bounced off and hit the ground, and I paralyzed my right vocal cord. And when I went to the doctor, it was just hanging. The right one was just hanging off to the side, and he said, you have done nerve damage and you may never sing again. And that was really devastating for me, because like I said, I grew up singing, and even if I didn't take it seriously, so to speak, you know, it was just a fun part of everyday life, and it was who I thought I was.
Yeah.
I incorporated it in everything I did. I took it for granted. And to have that big of a piece of you taken away so suddenly really gets you thinking. And I was on vocal rest for 6 months, and I could only do enough talking to get through my job during the day, and that was on a very light volume level, and there was no singing, no humming, no anything, which is, I never realized how much I did of that, you know, just humming to myself, singing in the car, it was all gone. And so it was really a time of reflection for me to look at who I thought I was, and for me to analyze what I was without my voice. And I had thought all those years of me singing and everything that kind of defined who I was. I was always, you know, well, this is Heather and she sings. Even in school, in nursing school, you know, which is a completely medical scientific thing, I was like the singing
right.
nurse. that's what they knew me as. You know, I sang one of my projects in college. And so I had to really look at that, and I learned a lot during that time. I learned that it's very important for your facial expressions, you know, to really make eye contact with someone and use your face to show them how you're feeling. I learned that there's other ways to worship God besides just singing. And I learned that my voice did not define who I was. I learned, you know, that God made me who I was with or without it. And actually some of the songs that are on Second Chances, I wrote during that time of not being able to sing because I thought, you know what, maybe my voice is gone, but my song is not gone. And I can still write my songs. And someone else can sing them. Maybe someone else has to do that, but I was not going to stop writing. And so it was a very difficult 6 months, but also a really eye-opening experience. And when my voice came back, I thought, that's it. You know, I'm not taking it for granted anymore. God gave it back to me for a reason, and that's when we put the band together and started, you know, getting out there and performing. So here we are.
That is amazing that that's where that led you through a tough journey, but to such a beautiful discovery. And one of the songs, in fact, the title track called Second Chances, very much talks about that kind of thing, but lends itself to everybody who needs a second chance in life.
It does. We actually named the band. I perform under Heather Lee, and the band is called Second Chances. And when we were trying to decide what to call ourselves, all the guys were kind of standing out in the parking lot one day after rehearsal, and, you know, we've all been given a second chance at something. And, you know, one of the guys in my band used to be a very heavy drug addict, and he's recovered and turned around, and he's been given a second chance. And then, you know, another guy is, you know, used to play a long time ago, and then, you know, you have family and you have kids and you kind of give up on those dreams a little bit. And now, you know, he's back playing, and it's a second chance. So, you know, we're all standing there, and we're like, oh, you know, second chances, that's it, you know? and so then after we decided that's what we were going to call it, I said, well, you know, we need a theme song for sure, you know? So I went right to writing it, and that's where Second Chances came from, so.
That is awesome. Well, we're going to share the song now. Again, it is the title track to Heather's latest CD. It is called Second Chances, and here she sings it on In the Country.
Life is all we've got. You gotta make the most of everything.
And that is Heather Lee here on In the Country. The song is called Second Chances, the title track to her new CD. And you can find out more about her and listen to samples of the CD. Also see some videos of her performing live at heatherleesound.com. And Lee is spelled L-E-I-G-H. Now, Heather, I understand another song on the CD is one that you wrote specifically about your vocal cord injury called I Will Trust You. Can you tell us about that song?
Yeah, that's actually one that I remember writing definitely in the crux of that, you know, 6 months of not being able to, you know, to sing. And when I had that revelation of, you know what, I'm still gonna write anyway. The words to that song, you know, it just talks about giving up on, you know, dreams that you thought that you had and feeling like, you know, things had been ripped away, who you thought you were. But even in the middle of all of those things, you know, that I was still going to trust God and his plan for my life, you know, whatever that may end up being, whether it was to sing or just to write or whatever, that I was going to trust him through all of that. So that's one of the most personal songs I think I've ever written. And it's a little scary to share those
right.
With people because you just don't know, you know, sometimes you feel like, well, maybe it's just for me. But, you know. It's on there, so.
That's the tough part about songwriting, isn't it? When you write those kind of songs, there's a little bit of uncertainty how people will take it, and also that the fact that you're so vulnerable with your emotions.
It is. I think songwriting, you know, really is it puts you in a vulnerable position because, you know, people can absolutely hate it, and they are not afraid to let you know. And, you know, at the same time, people can absolutely love it. And you take that chance. But, you know, I think that as a songwriter and as a music lover, you know, in general, I find that there's, you know, certain times in life when a song really touches you and what you're going through at that moment. And maybe 6 months from now, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right.
You know, because you've gotten past that. But I think that if you write, there's always going to be someone somewhere, you know, who says, that's me right there. You know, that's what I'm going through. So that's why we do it. You know, that's why we write. So.
Exactly. Have you given any thought at some point to recording a duet with someone? And if you could dream as big as all of us can dream, is there a country artist or a pop artist you'd like to do a duet with?
Oh, my gosh. yeah,
there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm actually co-writing with some people now, which is really fun. And, you know, everybody has their own experience and their own twists on things, which is great because, you know, as a songwriter, sometimes you get stuck in the same patterns and things. So I'm loving that. I'm loving having that experience to write. But if I were to be able to sing with somebody, Carrie Underwood... I mean, she is just, I just love her. And the reason I love her is because she does not stick to the same patterns. You know, her first big song that I remember was Jesus Take the Wheel, which was, you know, so,
right.
you know, beautiful and innocent and you know, and then the next thing you know, she's smashing somebody's, you know, headlights in with a Louisville Slugger and she's slashing tires. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's it. You know, go, girl, do it. And so I love that because she's very, you know, she changes and she writes what she wants to write and she sings what she wants to sing and you can't put her in a box. And that's kind of how I feel. I feel like I don't want to be stuck in anybody's box. So, yeah, rock on, Carrie.
Great answer. Now, what about, is there an artist out there you'd like to pitch a song to and have them record? Someone that maybe you've written a song and think, oh, this is perfect for so-and-so.
You know, I haven't written anything, I think, specific to any artist because a lot of what I write, we perform, you know, in our band. And so I don't think I've ever had anything in mind. I would not mind at all. You know, if someone were to turn around and say, hey, I want to record that song, you know, I would love that. I do not have to be the one, you know, that sings my music. That's one thing I have learned for sure. And so I definitely would love that. But I don't think I've ever written anything, you know, with anyone specifically in mind.
Right. Any artist you can think of that Carrie Underwood, I'm sure, but that you'd love to hear them sing one of those songs?
Oh, man. You know what? I love to hear anybody sing my stuff. We do a couple of my songs at church. You know, just sometimes they'll put in a little worship chorus that I've written. And there is nothing better than to just stand there and I'll just stop singing so that I can just hear. And to hear your whole church sing something that you've written,
right.
There's nothing like that. There's nothing like it. So I mean, anybody who wants to sing my stuff, it thrills me to my very core.
That is awesome. Now, I believe I read online that you are going to be shooting a video for one of your songs. Is that correct?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm so excited about that.
nice.
I wrote a new love song that's called With You, and it's a long-distance kind of love song. And the first lines say, ocean tide, deep and wide, won't you carry me to his side? And as soon as I posted the lyrics, there are some military wives who caught right onto it, and they said, oh, my God, that's exactly how I feel. And so I finished the song with that in mind, you know, the military wives that are back, you know, home waiting. And so as soon as I finished recording it on Friday night, I posted it on my Facebook, just a rough, you know, video of me singing it at my piano and playing it. And the next day I had an offer, you know, to shoot a music video for that song.
Wow.
So I am so excited about that.
What an amazing thing to post it on Facebook and get someone to turn around and have that happen. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. You know, the internet is an awesome, awesome thing, and you can reach people that you never thought you would. You know, well, you know, before it was out, you would never have the fans that you have or the friends that you have or the connections that you can get just from, you know, the internet. And it's awesome to have, you know, fans in other countries who send you messages and say, you know what, I love this song. That would have never happened without the internet. So it's a great thing to have, you know, that to be able to post and share things as soon as it happens.
Oh,
you know, I mean,
so
you download it and boom, it's there.
Now, the video, when do you expect that to begin filming?
Well, I have my first meeting tomorrow night with the production folks, and we're going to develop the storyboard for, and that sounds so official, I love that. But we're going to develop the storyboard for the video, and so we're not sure exactly what the time frame is for us to start filming and getting it all completed, but, you know, it's the first time I've ever done anything like this, but I'm so stoked about it, so.
That is great. We'll look forward to seeing updates on that through your website. I also wanted to ask you, on the album, Heather, are there other songs? Can you maybe talk about one or two other songs that have some great meaning to you or that might be different from the others?
There is one in particular that is extremely different. It's called There's Something in the Water. And it's about as Southern gospel bluegrass as you can get. It is an up-tempo, you know, yeehaw kind of song, and I wrote it with my grandfather in mind, and you know, that's the kind of music he listened to, and it just talks about him being a preacher in Georgia, and you know, having a revival, and people getting baptized, and jumping up and saying there's something in the water, you know, that's got a hold of me, and that's how the chorus goes, and then it tells a little story in the from the Bible about the lady who was at the well, and you know, Jesus knew what was going on with her life, and he offered her the living water, and you know, it says she ran and told her friends there's something in the water, you know, so it's kind of got a cute spin on that phrase.
Yeah.
And, we've done it a few times live. I think I've done it, I want to say two or three times only so far. And but every time we do it, everybody just loves it. So that's a really fun one that's on there.
That's terrific. Again, the album is Second Chances. People can order it through iTunes and through your website and Napster as well. What about a message for your fans? We know we've got a lot of them tuned in and some who will listen to the show after it's aired live. And do you have a special message for them and for the support that they show you?
You know, there are not even enough words to say, you know, thank you. It doesn't even, thank you doesn't do it. It doesn't cut it. But I'm telling you, they're amazing. There are days when you just don't want to do it anymore. You know, you're just like, I'm tired. I have 3 kids and 3 dogs and a full-time job and 2 bands, and I'm tired, and I just don't think I can do it anymore. And about that time, I'll get a message from somebody in Japan or, you know, Sweden, and they'll be like, you know what? I love you, superstar. Your music is awesome. And, you know, you're just like, okay, I can do this. You know, I can keep going. And so, you know, like I said, thank you doesn't cut it, but it means so much to me to have people support and believe in my music and buy it and love it and spread it and, you know, all of those things. I see it, you know, I see it happen. I see it happen on your Facebook pages, and don't think that it goes unnoticed, because I see it, and I love you guys for that.
That is wonderful. Well, Heather, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show, to finally get a chance to talk and share this time and share those 2 beautifully inspiring songs. It has been just a great pleasure for me.
Thank you, Dave, so much. I really appreciate you letting me come on your show.
My pleasure indeed. And once again, I've been speaking with singer-songwriter Heather Lee, on the line with us from Florida, and her new CD is called Second Chances. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting.